Summary. The first Jew to legally settle in the city of Malmö was in 1858. Before that time, they were not at all allowed to reside in Malmö. Soon after that, a larger group of Jews from the north of Germany settled in the town, and by the year 1871 they were around 200 persons. That year the Jews in Malmö applied to form a Mosaic congregation in the city, and in 1873 it had its first meeting. By then it was the third biggest Jewish congregation in Sweden, after Stockholm and Gothenburg. In 1910 they were almost 500 persons. The Swedish state put up a lot of obstacles to the Jews in Sweden from 1838 to 1952. This affected the Jews in Malmö concerning such things as kosher, marriages, parish records and taxes, and the right to convert. In the year 1900 the Malmö congregation hired its first educated rabbi, and 3 years later they could inaugurate their synagogue. By then they also had their own cemetery, a skatchet, a religious school for their children, and a second generation of Jews that did rather well economically. There never was a ghetto in Malmö, instead the Jews were spread all over the city. The first rabbi remained at his post until 1932. The majority of the Jews in Malmö had their roots and traditions formed in Eastern Europe. They were religiously orthodox and against all forms of assimilation with the Swedish majority. There were few, mixed marriages. The administrative leadership of the congregation, on the other hand, was mainly from Western Europe and tended towards integration. This sometimes led to disagreements at the meetings with the board of the congregation. Anti-Semitism, of course, presented itself in Malmö, but it was mostly only on an individual level up to the 30s. In 1931 there were only about 300 Jews in Malmö, but soon the congregation expanded with Jewish refugees from all over Europe. This meant a new phase and new challenges for the congregation in Malmö.